لا جناح عليكم إن طلقتم النساء ما لم تمسوهن أو تفرضوا لهن فريضة ومتعوهن على الموسع قدره وعلى المقتر قدره متاعا بالمعروف حقا على المحسنين.
There is no blame upon you if you divorce your wives before you have touched them or settled a bridal gift upon them. But even in this case, you should make some provision for them, the affluent according to his means, the straitened according to his means, a provision in fair manner. That is a duty upon the good doers.
But even in this case, you should make some provision for them. This sundering of the matrimonial contract after it has been concluded does cause some harm to the woman. God has ordered, therefore, that the person concerned should compensate for the loss according to his capacity.
قبل أن تمسوهن وقد فرضتم لهن فريضة فنصف ما فرضتم إلا أن يعفون أو يعفو الذي بيده عقدة النكاح وأن تعفوا أقرب للتقوى ولا تنسوا الفضل بينكم إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
And if you divorce them before you touch them or settle a bridal gift upon them, then give them half of what you have settled, unless either the women act leniently and forego their claim, or he in whose hand is the marriage tie acts leniently and pays the full amount. If you act leniently, it is closer to God-fearing. And forget not to act gracefully with one another, for indeed Allah sees all that you do.
And forget not to act gracefully with one another. Magnanimity in dealings is essential if human relationships are to remain sound and pleasant. If everyone were to stick strictly to his legal rights and claims, a pleasant social life would be rendered impossible.
حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين.
Be watchful over the prayers and over praying with the utmost excellence, and stand before Allah as would utterly obedient servants.
Be watchful over the prayers. Having mentioned the laws for the guidance of human society, God rounds off this address by emphasizing prayer, for it is prayers which instill in man the fear of God. They inculcate the feelings of goodness and purity and the disposition to obey the ordinances of God and foster adherence to righteousness. Without prayer, it would be impossible for men to persist in observing the laws of God, and they would likely be swept away by a current of defiance and disobedience, as happened in the case of the Jews. And over praying with the utmost excellence, the expression al-salat al-wusta has been variously interpreted to mean the morning, midday, sunset, or night prayers, but no direct statement explaining this expression has come down from the Prophet himself. All the divergent opinions are deductions made by scholars. The opinion of the majority seems to be inclined in favor of the afternoon Asr prayer, since it is claimed that on one occasion the Prophet alluded to this as Al-Salatul Wasta. The event cited in support of this inference is that during the Battle of the Ditch, the Prophet was once so preoccupied with the problems posed by the siege of Medina by the polytheists that he could not perform his Asr prayer within the scheduled time, and the time of sunset drew close. On that occasion, the Prophet said, "God fill the graves and houses of these people with fire. They have caused us to miss our wusta, midmost prayer." This statement led people to believe that the expression midmost prayer referred to the Asr prayer. It seems more likely, however, that the Prophet meant that the cares of the battle had prevented him and his followers from performing the prayer in an excellent way. The delay in the prayer meant that instead of praying with equanimity, concentration, and total devotion, they were forced by circumstances to pray hurriedly. The adjective wusta, in addition to signifying the middle position of the subject that it qualifies, also signifies its excellence. Hence, the expression could legitimately be interpreted both in the sense of the middle prayer, as well as in the sense of the prayer which is formed at the right time and with full devotion and attention to God, a prayer which contains all the attributes of excellence. The admonition which follows, "Stand before Allah as utterly obedient servants," seems to indicate what was meant by the midmost prayer.
فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُكْبَانًا فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَمَا عَلَّمَكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And even if you are confronting a danger, still perform the prayer, whether on foot or riding. And when you are secure, remember Allah in the manner that He taught you, the manner that you did not know earlier.
وَالَّذِينَ يُتَوَفَّوْنَ مِنْكُمْ وَيَذَرُونَ أَزْوَاجًا وَصِيَّةً لِأَزْوَاجِهِمْ مَتَاعًا إِلَى الْحَوْلِ غَيْرَ إِخْرَاجٍ. فَإِنْ خَرَجْنَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي مَا فَعَلْنَ فِي أَنفُسِهِنَّ مِنْ مَعْرُوفٍ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Those of you who die leaving behind your wives should make testament of 1 year's provision without expulsion in favor of your wives. And if they themselves depart, there shall be no blame upon you for what they may do with themselves in an honorable manner. Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Those of you who die leaving behind your wives, the main discourse has already come to an end. These concluding remarks are supplementary.
وَلِلْمُطَلَّقَاتِ مَتَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ.
Likewise, let there be a fair provision for the divorced women. This is an obligation on the God-fearing.
كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ.
Thus, Allah makes His injunctions clear to you that you may understand.